This is a week of remembrance of the shootings and the attack at Tree of Life. At KDKA-TV, we have a special tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and a lot of people are thinking about our friends in the Jewish community and Pittsburgh as a whole. And I had an opportunity to sit down with Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto and talk about what this week was going to be like.
It's going to be really hard. And I think that, you know, the Jewish community, Squirrel Hill community, is still in mourning. There hasn't been enough time to heal. So this will bring up a lot of those same emotions that people felt last year on October 27th. This year is really just a reflection on the 11 people whose lives were stolen from them. And we'll be there to support not only their families, but their friends and their community.
I think in the 60 Minutes report on Sunday night, you really got the sense that the number of victims extends far beyond 11.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have had the opportunity of talking to people who have basically experienced trauma before. And what they'll tell you is that trauma brings back trauma. So you're not just dealing with the incident itself, but the trauma that other people have faced in life prior to that. It has a compounding effect. And when you have that happen into a general public, there are going to be a certain percentage of people who may not even have known the victims, but will still face that same type of trauma.
At the same time, I would think as the mayor, you've got to be pretty proud of this town.
I am. I think that, number one, it showed that part of Pittsburgh, the compassionate part, immediately. I mean, it was there when the Islamic Center board of directors were standing on the corner in the rain outside of the Tree of Life as the shooter was being apprehended. I mean, it was there as this city poured out its heart that evening and on Sunday and throughout that week. It was there as people of all faiths gathered around the Jewish community to let them know that never again means never again. I wish it didn't take something so horrific to be able to display that type of kindness, but it's good to know that in the darkest times there is light.
And it's put Pittsburgh into a grouping that you'd never want to be in.
Right.
A grouping with name the towns,
right.
Parkland. You know, all the way down the line.
Yep.
Is there a responsibility that comes with being in that group?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a responsibility not only for the community that's been affected, but also for the mayor. And you have to be there when the next city faces this type of a horrific event. And we talk quite often. You know, the mayor of Dayton and I are friends, and the moment that I heard that, I picked up the phone and made the call to her. The moment that the mayor of Parkland found out, she called me. The mayor of Orlando called. There's this, we call it the committee no one wants to be a member of at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, but it's a very real part, unfortunately, of our nation at this point.
And it's not going to end on Sunday because we have a trial ahead.
Yeah.
We have the rebuilding of the synagogue and whatever form that's going to take.
Yep.
This isn't going away.
No. No. And like I said, the first part is the healing part, and we haven't healed yet. Once we have healed, that will be the test of our city to see what good can come from this. We know that hate speech leads to hate violence, but we don't know how to turn back the clock when some of the things that are being said today would have been considered unacceptable. And we're going to have to figure out a way to do that.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto talking with me for KDKA-TV yesterday.